Fair Dinkum.
It's time for a Fair Dinkum chat.
Yeah, time to chat the budget. There were winners and there were losers, and there are in every budget. And here's how Josh Frydenberg's federal budget cuts it. The winners, young unemployed people, middle income workers and businesses. Businesses will get cash grants to encourage them to create new jobs and fill them with younger workers through a JobMaker hiring credit scheme. Businesses that hire people who have been on JobSeeker, Youth Allowance or the Parenting Payment for at least one of the previous 3 months will get a $200 a week credit for 12 months if their new staff member is 16 to 29 years old and $100 if they're between 30 and 35. $12.5 billion in tax cuts for 11.5 million taxpayers. The 19% tax bracket threshold will rise to $45,000 under the government's plan, while the 32.5% tax bracket will go from $90,000 to $120,000. The one-off low and middle income tax offset will stay in place for another year. And businesses with turnovers of up to $5 billion a year will be allowed to write off the full cost of any depreciable asset they buy before June 30, 2022. At the same time, 1 million companies that record a loss up to the 21-22 financial year will be able to offset that against previous profits made after 2018-19 to generate a refund from the tax office. They're the winners. But what about the losers? Well, the losers in this budget are middle-aged women. Women over 35 were most likely to be on JobSeeker before COVID-19. Before COVID-19, the largest sector of people looking for work was women over the age of 45, and the budget does not offer the same support to get back to work as younger workers who are now able to use the JobMaker credits. Pensioners will get two bonus payments, one in December and one in March, $250 each. This measure's being sold as a win, but the fact remains that the pension rate is still stuck linked to measures in the CPI that barely relate to the real world pensioners live in. And the other loser is Australia. Let me explain. The projections used last night show net negative migration for a time, and there is no measure to counter that. There will be less migrants in this country than previously there were. Australia's prosperity of late has come from the stuff we mine and from migration. People coming here from overseas has kept industry turning. It's created profits and jobs and services. And that won't happen in the medium term. And the government said nothing about it and won't be able to rely on that money for some time. So for most of us, some help. For those left behind, a tough road ahead. The winners and losers of Josh Frydenberg's federal budget.